This morning on WCHL, two men are considered armed and dangerous after stabbing a man on Friday and fleeing the scene. The NCAA says it's returning to UNC's campus now that people who were unwilling to speak before may have changed their minds. The Supreme Court has ruled no employer can be forced to pay for their employees' contraception.
I think one of the real questions that's hard to answer right now is how far-reaching this is.
And UNC's chancellor officially has 1 year in the books. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, just what will P.J. Hairston be taking with him to the Charlotte Hornets? And
my Carolina experience is a good way to offset all of the negative narrative.
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
6:07 at WCHL, 69 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Partly sunny, isolated showers possible this morning. Then a 20% chance for showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high today, once again, in the low 90s. A really hot day on the way. The Orange County Sheriff's Office is looking for two suspects in a Durham stabbing that occurred on Friday night in the Orange County area of Highway 70 East and University Station Road. The Sheriff's Department got the call at about 7:55 p.m. on June 27th. They arrived to find the victim, Bradley Allen Castle, with multiple stab wounds. Castle was rushed to the hospital by EMS. An investigation turned up two suspects. 23-year-old Edward Jerome Jernigan Jr., last known to have lived in the East Oak Drive area of Durham County, and 30-year-old William Glenn Hill Jr., whose last known address was in the Lanny Drive area of Orange County. If you have any information about these two, please call the Orange County Sheriff's Department at 919-644-3050. All information provided will be kept confidential. Both suspects are considered armed and dangerous. And for that contact information, once again, you can go to our website at chapelboro.com. The NCAA has announced it will reopen its 2011 investigation of academic irregularities at UNC based on the possibility of newly available information. UNC Athletic Director Bubba Cunningham released the following statement on Monday afternoon. Quoting here, the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill has received a verbal notice of inquiry from the NCAA that it will reopen its 2011 examination of academic irregularities. The NCAA has determined that additional people with information and others who were previously uncooperative might now be willing to speak with the enforcement staff. Since 2011, the university has conducted and commissioned numerous reviews of this matter and provided the NCAA with updates. In February, the university retained former federal prosecutor Kenneth Weinstein to conduct an independent investigation and instructed him to share relevant information directly and confidentially with the NCAA. The university has instituted numerous academic reforms based on findings from earlier reports. He found at http://carolinacommitment.unc.edu/. We remain committed to learning from our past so that we can move forward to building a stronger university. Consistent with NCAA protocols, we will have no further comment on this matter until the process is complete. All of that, a direct quote from a statement issued by UNC Director of Athletics Bubba Cunningham yesterday. Chancellor Carol Fold has officially held the position of first in command at UNC for 1 year after taking the position on this date last year, and it hasn't been an easy one. Tuesday marks the official first anniversary of the university's first female chancellor. That is today. Her entrance was brought on by the departure of Holden Thorpe, who served in that seat for 5 years before his resignation. Thorpe is now the provost at Washington University in St. Louis. Chancellor Fult took the job knowing that Carolina was in the middle of the biggest academic scandal in school history and on the heels of the NCAA handing out punishment to the football team, including probation until 2015, a one-year postseason ban, and the loss of 15 scholarships over three seasons. Those results stem from finding that impermissible benefits were given to members of the UNC football team. UNC announced Monday that the NCAA has reopened its 2011 investigation based on the possibility of newly available information. Former North Carolina Governor Jim Martin was hired to conduct a review of the African and Afro-American Studies Department. That report, which was released back on December 19th of 2012, stated that the issue was isolated to academics solely and was not an athletic problem. Now, the university is awaiting the results of yet another review. Kenneth Weinstein was hired by the university in January to conduct an external review of any and all academic irregularities. On June 20th at a UNC Board of Governors meeting, Weinstein made it a point to say he has not been giving the university updates into his investigation in order to protect the integrity of the review. The university has in turn promised Weinstein not to conduct any other investigations until he has concluded his review. Weinstein says he hopes to have the investigation completed before the start of the fall 2014 semester. Chancellor Folt's first year has been highlighted by new hires. She recently announced the completion of her executive team with the hire of Matthew Fajak as the university's new chief financial officer and vice chancellor for finance and administration. Her first hire was that of Jim Dean to the provost position. He was previously the dean of the Keenan Flagler Business School. Stay tuned to the WCHL Morning News. Today's What You're Saying on the Street. Ask the local opinion of how Chancellor Folt has done in her first year. WCHL News Time, 6:12. More news in just a moment.
Hey, this is Dan Patrick from my friends at the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group. The group recently opened up a new restaurant. It's called Page Road Grill. Great place to meet friends in the middle of the triangle. They got fantastic southern cuisine. They got 20 beers on tap, plenty of parking, but they also offer a full catering menu. And they can handle any and all of your catering needs. They can do a small office event or cocktail party, or they can go big. They've actually catered events for over 1,000 folks. They can provide lunch and dinner buffets with feature menu selections from their award-winning restaurants. Mez, Squids, 411 West, 518 West, or Spanky's. They can also do box breakfasts or lunches or elegant dinner parties. And, of course, they offer an incredible selection of hors d'oeuvres and appetizers that will make any gathering a culinary success. There's only one problem they need to address. They don't go out of state, so they can't deliver to my man cave here. PageRoadGrill.com or click on catering. That's PageRoadGrill.com. PageRoadGrill.com.
This is Radio Gordon playing the sounds of electric garbage. I'm your host, DJ Gordon. Let's take a call.
Hey, I just got the new HTC phone from Sprint and it sounds fantastic, but is it good for garbage?
You must have the new HTC One M8 Harman Kardon Edition with Clarify. It restores the quality of your MP3s so your music sounds the way it was intended. This next track sounds the way I feel. Not that. Yes, that's better.
From America's newest network that now has better call quality comes better sound quality. Get the new HTC One M8 Harman Kardon Edition with Clarify exclusively from Sprint. And for a limited time, when you sign up for a Sprint family plan, you get 6 free months of music on Spotify Premium. Happy connecting from Sprint.
Offer in 7/10/14 comparison to prior Sprint network. Spotify monthly charge at the end of 6 months based on the number of family members with Spotify Premium. $7.99 for 5 or fewer users. $4.99 for 6 or more users. After 24 months, pay $9.99 a month. Cancel Spotify anytime by calling 888-211-4727. Restrictions apply. Visit Sprint.com for details.
The U.S. Supreme Court's 5-4 ruling that the chain store Hobby Lobby may refuse to provide employees contraception coverage on religious grounds sparked a controversy that's likely to continue as its effects become clearer. WCHL's Danny Hooley spoke to UNC law professor and constitutional expert Michael Gerhardt about Monday's ruling and filed this report.
I think one of the real questions that's hard to answer right now is how far-reaching this is, because there are laws enacted throughout this country, not just by the federal government, which require people to do certain things that may on some level not be all that compatible with their particular religious views.
That's Michael Gerhardt, a Samuel Ashe Distinguished Professor in Constitutional Law and Director of the Center for Law and Government at the University of North Carolina. Gerhardt says it's no big surprise that the court was closely divided, with the conservative side being sympathetic to Hobby Lobby's case. On Monday, Justice Samuel Alito delivered the majority opinion that a closely held company such as the craft store Hobby Lobby, which is not traded publicly, may claim itself exempt from the Affordable Care Act's mandate that employers provide coverage for contraception to employees if that exemption is claimed due to religious beliefs.
One other angle to this case is that there's another federal law, the Religious Restoration Act, which Congress had passed, and that act is designed to provide the means by which people who believe the federal government has done something that might impede their religious beliefs are able to bring an action under that act, and that's partly what's going on here.
The Religious Freedom Restoration Act of 1993 was passed mainly to protect the sacred lands and religious practices of Native Americans. It was also cited in arguments for Hobby Lobby's side. The RFRA was passed in reaction to outrage over the Employment Division versus Smith ruling of 1990. In that case, the court held that the state of Oregon could deny unemployment benefits to two Native American drug counselors after they were fired for ingesting peyote as part of a religious ritual. That opinion was delivered by one of the justices that sided with Hobby Lobby in this latest ruling.
There's another case out there that Justice Scalia wrote a few years back called Employment Division versus Smith, which had basically said if you had a generally neutral law, then it didn't really matter if it burdened religion, even if it burdened it significantly, as long as it was generally applicable and neutral. Well, one might say, well, could this have been that kind of law?
On Monday, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg released a harsh dissent against the majority opinion, in which she stated that the court had, quote, ventured into a minefield.
I can see her point. I mean, the difficulty here is what's going to prevent businesses from all over the country trying to opt out of any kinds of obligations they have under federal law because their owners might claim they've got religious convictions not to comply with those laws.
For more on this story, you can read it at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
A tropical depression that's formed off the coast of Florida is expected to strengthen and soon become the first tropical storm of the Atlantic hurricane season. The depression's maximum sustained winds early today are near 35 miles per hour. A tropical storm watch is in effect for Florida's east coast from Fort Pierce to Flagler Beach. The depression is centered around 95 miles southeast of Cape Canaveral, Florida, and is moving west near 2 miles per hour. We'll keep an eye on it. Early voting for the second primary election starts on Thursday, and Orange County officials are making sure that voters make it to the polls. The Caravan to the Polls campaign is a local initiative to get more voters involved in the Orange County Sheriff's runoff race between two longtime law enforcement professionals, David Caldwell Jr. and Charles Blackwood. Early voting is from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. on July 3rd, resuming from the 7th through the 11th, and from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. on Saturday, July 12th. Two council persons, Town Councilman Maria Palmer, says that one of the goals is to raise awareness of the importance of this election. She says that without the caravan, she is sure the turnout will be dismal.
We have had the same sheriff for 34 years, and we are starting a new period in Orange County, and we desperately need folks involved in the process.
The first wave of voters will be leaving from the Hargraves Park and Community Center in Chapel Hill and headed to Orange County Board of Elections on Cameron Street in Hillsborough. Palmer says she's doing this independent of her position as a town council member.
What we don't want to have is 200 people elect our next sheriff.
The caravan is only available on the first and last days of the early voting period. Thursday's route will stop at 12:30 in the afternoon, with Saturday's procession leaving from University Mall. Volunteer drivers are also offering to pick up voters in their homes. If you or someone you know would like to participate, Maria Palmer can be reached at 919-933-0259. We have that information on the story on our website at chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 6:19. Time for traffic and weather together. And traffic this morning is brought to you by the Carolina Inn. Not a lot of traffic right now. The situation will certainly change a little bit later on. Rand Northup is in the newsroom as usual. You will hear from him in just a few minutes with his first traffic report coming up at about 6:45 on WCHL. The Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar is one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in all of North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant is a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. It is 69 degrees, partly sunny, isolated showers possible this morning, and a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high today in the low 90s, another hot, muggy day. Tonight, partly cloudy with a 20% chance of rain and the low about 70. And then tomorrow, partly sunny, 30% chance of showers and thundershowers, probably in the afternoon tomorrow, with a high in the middle 90s. Even warmer tomorrow. Can you believe it? This warm weather is not going anywhere, not anytime soon. Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace serves fresh brewed coffee, fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fill up this morning at Cruiser's. Good to go. Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Turns out embattled former UNC point guard P.J. Harrison won't be leaving the state of North Carolina to embark on his NBA career. The Miami Heat traded Harrison to the Charlotte Hornets in a deal involving Connecticut star Shabazz Napier. WCHL's Matt Oakes has more on the story.
It was a bit of a psych out for Charlotte Hornets fans late Thursday night as the franchise, in dramatic fashion, ended up swapping Final Four MVP Napier for former Tar Heel Harrison. The cards all seemed to fall in place for a trip to the Queen City for the man who scored 707 points in 71 games for Carolina in two seasons on the floor. Last season, Harrison played for the Texas Legends in the NBA Development League after UNC chose to not file for the junior's reinstatement from the NCAA. Head coach Roy Williams was notably disturbed by the Harrison saga last summer that spiraled out of control and ultimately ended in the demise of Harrison's career at the college level. But the UNC coach says he's excited for PJ and that he's, quote, happy that he will play in state and for another Tar Heel, Michael Jordan. Famously, Jordan is the owner of the freshly reminted Hornets. Harrison is the 15th Tar Heel under Coach Williams to be selected in the first round of the NBA draft. Overall, the Greensboro native is the 46th first-round pick from UNC. Coach Williams, who has always maintained tremendous confidence and belief in his former players, says, quote, life has given him another opportunity, and he will take great advantage of that chance. It will be fascinating to see what Harrison makes of this second chance. Apparently, he's done enough to convince Hornets general manager Rich Cho that he's grown up and learned from his past mistakes. Harrison says playing in the D-League really matured him and that he now has a smaller circle of outside acquaintances, keeping his family closer. His play on the court, though, has certainly been sparkling. With the Legends, Harrison averaged 21.8 points on 45% shooting from the field. Nothing is a done deal, but with a lack of long-range shooting in Charlotte's roster, Harrison may add some more significant buzz to the Hornets next season. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHO.
In other sports news this morning, Duke point guard Alexis Jones says she will transfer to be closer to home as she recovers from a knee injury. Jones is a native of Irving, Texas. She will have 2 years of eligibility remaining. Jones averaged 11.1 points a game, 4.3 rebounds, 4.6 assists, and 1.9 steals while starting every game over two seasons at Duke University. She took on a larger late-season role as a freshman after Chelsea Gray went down with a knee injury. She suffered her own season-ending knee injury in February at Notre Dame and missed the last seven games of the season. Coach Joanne P. McCallie says she supports Jones' decision and wishes her the very best as she recovers from her injury. Well, we'll have more sports coming up in an hour on WCHL. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. Charles Osgood is on the way next.
Hi, I'm Don Bassnight with Weaver Street Realty. If you've been renting for a while but want a place to call your own, give us a call. With interest rates still low, it really is a great time to buy. We'll connect you with good lenders so you understand your choices. Whether you want the bus line, a bike path, or a bush hog trail, our seasoned brokers can help you make a sound decision. Weaver Street Realty in downtown Carrboro for over 30 years, locally owned since day one.
Do you have an eye for the unexpected? Come to the Ackland Art Museum in downtown Chapel Hill this summer and encounter 130 paintings, prints, and drawings in the exhibition called An Eye for the Unexpected, on view through August 31st. You'll be surprised and delighted and have unexpected fun as you browse art on iPads, curate your own mini exhibition, and play music on vinyl records. At the museum store on Franklin Street, see the pottery exhibition Conversations in Clay and take home a piece for your own collection. Admission is free. To learn more, visit ackland.org.
Our name is WCHL. Our dial positions, 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. Our station website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen anywhere in the world with live streaming. This is Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, WCHL.
It is 70 degrees this morning. We have a chance of showers even before lunchtime, and then a 20% chance of rain later on in the day. Our high today, about 92.
The Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood. Our species, Homo sapiens, is mortal. In other words, we die. So does every other living species we know about, except one, says our CBS News colleague, Lucy Kraft.
One microscopic species in particular. Instead of dying, the so-called immortal jellyfish, or Turritopsis, can grow young again and again and again, rejuvenating itself. The only animal able to cheat death.
More about Turritopsis after this. Identity theft is still the fastest growing crime in America, which is why I'm a LifeLock member. Let me tell you something I've learned. An identity thief generally needs three things to steal your identity. Your name, social security number, and date of birth. And they are not hard to find. Security breaches, when businesses' computers are hacked and records are stolen, happen almost daily. Consider all the places that hold on to your personal and financial records. Your bank, your family doctor, online stores. The list is endless, which is why it's so hard to protect yourself on your own. Identity theft is a global problem, and it can happen to you. I've protected myself with LifeLock Ultimate, and you should too. Visit LifeLock.com for details and use my last name, Osgood, to get 10% off your LifeLock Ultimate membership. Or call LifeLock and mention Osgood. Call 1-800-838-8040. 1-800-838-8040. 1-800-838-8040.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Here again from Japan is our colleague Lucy Kraft.
For centuries, mankind has sought the elixir for eternal life. In a quiet beach town in central Japan, scientist Shin Kubota says he's discovered the fountain of youth in an ocean of jellyfish.
In biology, the definition of a living organism includes the ability to reproduce itself. But this tiny jellyfish, Turritopsis, doesn't reproduce, it rejuvenates.
10 times rejuvenate within 2 years. So it can live forever, I think.
Forever. When the Turritopsis jellyfish is stressed out, like when it's sick, it ages in reverse. The jellyfish folds up and then, Benjamin Button style, reemerges as a youthful polyp bound for adulthood.
Would you like to rejuvenate yourself? Shin Kubota, who is 62, says he'd like to.
I want to become young in the future. I want to rejuvenate.
You want to rejuvenate yourself?
Yes.
So you think by studying these jellyfish, you yourself can become younger?
Yeah, maybe.
But Turritopsis have no brain and neither sex nor spine. They can keep their way of life. I think I'll stick with mine. That one's a no-brainer. For me, a never-never. Without these things, eternal life would seem to take forever. The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
We asked several members of the Cedars of Chapel Hill what they like best about living there. One of these is Nancy Kobe, Cedars member since 2013. Here's what Nancy had to say.
The great thing is, right across the street from us is the Meadowmont Village. And I have the grocery store and the pharmacy, the wellness center. There's the coffee shop, the pizza place, the dry cleaners, the exercise studio. So this was very enticing to us, seeing as it was all within walking distance. We've lived in Chapel Hill for 45 years. Our children and our grandchildren live in the area. So we knew we wanted to stay in Chapel Hill. There are several playgrounds and parks, so when the grandkids come, we can walk over there, and everybody's so happy right here in the neighborhood. And the last last seven years, we've lived right here in the Meadowmont community. So it was natural that we would move to the Cedars Retirement Community.
Thanks, Nancy. To learn more about the Cedars lifestyle, visit cedarsofchapelhill.com.
This is Chief Chris Blue with the Chapel Hill Police Department. Police officers and firefighters respond to nearly 5,000 alarm calls each year. About 95% of those calls turn out to be accidental alarms. Homes and businesses in Chapel Hill are now required to register for a permit by July 1st, and failure to do so could result in a $100 fine. Multiple accidental activations in a 365-day period may result in fines of up to $500. For more information or to register your alarm, visit townofchapelhill.org/alarms. And thank you, WCHL, for caring about public safety in our community.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Carolina Air Conditioning Company. It's 72% off a $140 summer air conditioning checkup available today for only $39. Summer is really here, and your AC has been running for months. Cool it off and check it out with today's Our Local Deal. Carolina Air Conditioning has been in the HVAC business since 1947. Their certified specialist will provide you with a 5-star, 26-point heating and cooling checkup. It's 72% off from Carolina Air Conditioning Company, and it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Wake up every morning with one of Chapel Hill's leading action adults, Ron Stutz in the Morning News. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Well, good morning. It is 6:30 at WCHL. We have 70 degrees. We look for a high today of about 92 or 93, another hot one. Partly sunny today, isolated showers this morning, a 20% chance for showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Kind of typical for this time of the year, but what's not typical is that chance of rain this morning. Tonight, we're looking at partly cloudy skies with a 20% chance for showers and thundershowers, and the overnight low around 70. Tomorrow, partly sunny, 30% chance of showers, maybe a thunder boomer in the afternoon. Our high tomorrow, about 95 degrees. So hot today, even hotter tomorrow.
97.9 FM, WCHL is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24/7 at chapelborough.com. There's an app for that.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett. Discussions today at the Parliament.
Today is a litmus test whether the Iraqi leaders can get together and start the process of forming a government which may unify the various sects.
That's reporter Martin Chuloff. Now, about 800 U.S. military troops are in Baghdad, and correspondent Major Garrett. On the White House officials take that this is not mission creep.
They do acknowledge this means more forces with combat capability will be in Baghdad, but argue their only mission will be to protect U.S. Embassy personnel, secure Baghdad's airport, and if necessary, beef up military escorts in the event that the security situation in Baghdad worsens to the point where large-scale evacuations of U.S. personnel are required.
CBS consultant Mike Lyons is a retired Army major.
We're watching the enemy to see if they're going to attack into Baghdad and whether we'll have to defend that embassy in and above itself.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
70 degrees, 632 at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz. The Orange County Sheriff's Department is looking for two suspects in a Durham stabbing that occurred on Friday night in the Orange County area of Highway 70 East and University Station Road. The Sheriff's Department got the call at about 7:55 p.m. on June 27th. They arrived to find the victim, Bradley Allen Castle, with multiple stab wounds. Castle was rushed to the hospital by EMS. An investigation turned up two suspects. 23-year-old Edward Jerome Jernigan Jr., last known to have lived in the East Oak Drive area of Durham County, and 30-year-old William Glenn Hill Jr., whose last known address was in the Lanny Drive area of Orange County. If you have any information about these two, please call the Orange County Sheriff's Office at 919-644-3050. All information provided will be kept confidential. Both suspects are considered armed and dangerous. And again, we have that contact information on our website. Read the story there at chapelborough.com. The NCAA has announced it will reopen its 2011 investigation of academic irregularities at the university based on the possibility of newly available information. UNC Athletic Director Bubba Cunningham released the following statement Monday afternoon. The University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill has received a verbal notice of inquiry from the NCAA that it will reopen its 2011 examination of academic irregularities. The NCAA has determined that additional people with information and others who were previously uncooperative might now be willing to speak with the enforcement staff. Since 2011, the university has conducted and commissioned numerous reviews of this matter and provided the NCAA with updates. In February, the university retained former federal prosecutor Kenneth Weinstein to conduct an independent investigation and instructed him to share relevant information directly and confidentially with the NCAA. The university has instituted numerous academic reforms based on findings from earlier reports. They can be found at carolinacommitment.unc.edu. We remain committed to learning from our past so that we can move forward to building a stronger university. Consistent with NCAA protocols, we will have no further comment on this matter until the process is complete. Again, that is a statement, quoting there, from UNC Athletic Director Bubba Cunningham, released on Monday afternoon. The Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools Board of Education meets tonight for a work session to discuss possible budget cuts at a time when local governments are uncertain about what the state legislature has in store. Without a guiding budget consensus between the House and Senate in Raleigh, the Chapel Hill Carborough Board of Education is moving forward with a plan to balance the budget with more than $850,000 in cuts while bracing for an additional $1 million in reductions. These proposed cuts and their priority levels will be discussed at tonight's meeting. The initial list includes reducing gifted specialists by 4.5 full-time personnel, and the local driver education subsidy would be cut by $40,000. First on the list in the next round of cuts in order of priority would be to eliminate the service learning coordinator and program. Next, custodial positions would be cut by 7.5 full-time positions. Third on the list, the work year for teacher assistants could be reduced for $150,000 in savings. Those are just a few of the recommended cuts on the two lists. The board plans to adopt a final budget July 17th. There may be additional meetings tacked onto the calendar if the state budget is leaner than anticipated when it comes to education, according to the superintendent's office. The meeting tonight, a very important meeting, will take place at 7 o'clock at the Lincoln Center at 750 South Merritt Mill Road in Chapel Hill. That is a special work session of the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools Board of Education. The North Carolina Senate ditched a House bill designed to accelerate the budget talks with a rare maneuver that could aggravate negotiations instead. The Senate returned a trimmed-down spending measure to the House on Monday night without considering its contents. Senate Rules Chairman Tom Apodaca says that's because the bill put the state out of fiscal balance, particularly on Medicaid. Apodaca's action was extraordinary. Usually, disliked bills get buried in a committee, sent to a conference committee, or are rejected outright. Apodaca said later the move was designed to show Senate Republicans were serious about budget talks and weren't playing games. House Republicans and Governor Pat McCrory last week backed the legislation with teacher raises inside in case a broader budget bill got mired in negotiations. North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory is threatening to veto a House bill on charter schools that would prevent teachers' names and pay from being disclosed publicly. McCrory released a statement on Monday asking the General Assembly to remove the provision, and the measure's sponsor now says he wants it out of the bill, too. Mecklenburg County Republican Representative Charles Jeter proposed the amendment. He said his idea was to prevent teachers from unnecessary exposure to public scrutiny, but that the proposal didn't do what he wanted it to. The measure is a part of a larger bill changing the regulations of charter schools. Before the governor sees the bill, the Senate will decide whether to approve it as is or make changes. Extended intercity service provided through the North Carolina Department of Transportation means the beach is a bus ride away from some towns. The department says the Queen City Coastal Connector intercity bus service between Charlotte and Wilmington is scheduled to begin today. The service will be operated by Horizon Coach Lines. It will make stops in Wilmington, Whiteville, Lumberton, Fayetteville, Laurinburg, Rockingham, Wadesboro, Monroe, and Charlotte. The Queen City Coastal Connector extends the bus service now operating between Charlotte and Fayetteville. One trip will operate between Charlotte and Wilmington in each direction every day. Eight intercity bus routes serving communities throughout the state receive federal, state, and local funds to provide transportation between rural and urban areas. The North Carolina DOT Public Transportation Division awards grant funds to local public transportation systems. And in news around town this morning, Chapel Hill Carborough Meals on Wheels has received a $3,500 gift from the Food Lion Charitable Foundation. Meals on Wheels serves more than 150 residents of Chapel Hill, Carborough, and Southern Orange County, providing meals from Monday through Friday, more than 33,000 meals each year. Meals are prepared by K&W Cafeteria. The Food Lion Charitable Foundation was established in 2001. Since then, it's given out more than $9 million in grants. That's just my two cents. 6:39 at WCHL. Coming up next, Jane Salemson has today's commentary.
What would you do without her? Do you ever stop and think about that? You've had so many years together, it's like she's woven into your soul, into your very being. Sometimes you can't tell who is you and who is her. You're together in a way that only happens with years of loving each other. She's such a part of you now that the idea of life without her just doesn't make sense. What would you do without her? That's something you never want to find out. I'm Berkeley Grimble of Grimble Jewelers. This anniversary, love her with the gift that tells her with a big exclamation point that life with her is the only thing you want. A diamond set in a pendant or earrings or that bigger diamond in her engagement ring. And when you hand her that little box, you say to her, "What would I do without you, honey?" And when she opens it, you tell her, "I never want to find out." Grimble Jewelers, because your life together is the only life you want. Grimble Jewelers, corner of Franklin and Elliott, Chapel Hill. GrimbleJewelers.com.
At Five Guys, they're in the business to sell quality burgers. Period. Nothing beats Five Guys' hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all of 15 free toppings.
Burgers not your thing? Enjoy Five Guys' grilled kosher beef hot dogs topped off with all the same great toppings. And who can resist Five Guys' fresh-cut Idaho fries cooked in trans-fat and cholesterol-free peanut oil? Stop by the new location at Meadowmont Village to see what all the buzz is about.
Durham Tech is now registering students for an accelerated one-semester certificate program in office administration at the Orange County campus. Learn the skills needed in a professional office setting in just 15 credit hours or apply the courses to the two-year office administration degree. Contact Joan Brown, Program Director, at 919-536-7238, extension 4203, for more information. Space is limited, so act now. Durham Tech, where great things happen.
Good morning from 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. You're waking up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels.
641, 71 degrees in Chapel Hill.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Jane Salemson. Guns. I have a thing about guns. Guns that decimate the African wildlife. It's a heartbreaking scenario. Locally, I do understand the necessity of culling deer. It's a regulated event and carried out by responsible citizens. I do feel for the deer, though. Humans have encroached on their natural habitat, and there is less and less of it for them. Where are they to go? But that's another story. I'm talking about handguns, machine guns, automatic guns, ordinary citizens walking around with concealed pistols. Have we become so afraid of our neighbors and the general public that people feel the need to arm themselves? Land of the free? We're not free if we have to live our lives wondering who has a pistol and if we'll be shot at. Scary. In the USA, 74 school shootings since the Sandy Hook massacre in 2012. Most of the perpetrators are troubled young people. Scary. Daily, we hear of random shootings by persons who have a hear voices telling them to kill, or shooting just to get a high. In Chapel Hill, a most desirable place to live, we've had our share of tragedies. To recount just two, Kristen Scott Miller shot in the back by a high schooler while jogging early in the morning. Eve Carson, a UNC student, abducted and shot by two louts out to get money from an ATM. Mourned to this day by friends who had planned for her to be at their recent wedding. Quote from their wedding program, Eve would have been the first to kick off the dancing. Seems to me that gun control is out of control, and instances of shootings by disturbed and unbalanced people are publicized constantly. If we don't want gun crimes to escalate, the government must tighten the gaps on gun control laws so guns are not readily available to the general public. Then they should cut down on buying arms and use that money instead to initiate programs for the mentally and troubled youth. Did the right to bear arms really mean for innocent people to die at the hands of those who should never have access to guns? It's tragic to see the lives of children and young people at the brink of their adulthood being cut down all too short and depriving them of the chance to have a life. This is Jane Salemson.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Tar Heel Trivia is brought to you by the Omni Homestead Resort.
2014 was a difficult year for Carolina basketball when it came to shooting the three-point shot. As a team, the Tar Heels made 146 three-pointers and shot 33.6%. The 146 total three-pointers made were the second fewest in a non-experimental year by the Tar Heels. Today's Tar Heel trivia question, what was the only season Carolina basketball made fewer three-pointers than the 146 made in 2014? The answer to that piece of Tar Heel trivia comes up after this short commercial break. Add adventure to your summer at the Omni Homestead Resort, where you can explore 2,000 scenic acres at one of the nation's premier resorts located in the mountains of Virginia, and receive special savings by booking using the promo code TARHEELS. The Homestead features activities for all ages, including golf, an expansive water park, luxury accommodations at the historic hotel, and more. Book your adventure package at homestead.com and enter promo code TARHEELS to enjoy 40% off your room rate with the adventure package. Visit the Homestead today.
My name is Carson, and I'm 10 years old.
I was just 5 months old when my daddy was taken away by a drunk driver. When I think about my dad, it makes me sad that I never got to know him. It would have been so cool to play basketball with him and for me to just be able to give him a hug. I didn't get to hear him say how much he loved me. I miss my daddy every day. If your plans include alcohol, please include a non-drinking designated driver. Don't you think every kid deserves to grow up with a daddy?
Today's Tar Heel trivia question wanted to know the only season in which Carolina basketball made fewer three-pointers than the 146 made threes the Heels knocked in 2014. The answer? Head back 20 years to 1994 when Carolina made 144 three-pointers, the fewest ever in a single season. Who knows if the two facts are related, but neither the 94 nor the 14 team advanced past the first weekend of the NCAA tournament.
Tar Heel Trivia has been brought to you by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Yeah, I think they're definitely related. 646 at WCHL. Coming up next, traffic and weather together, celebrity birthdays, Friday trivia quiz, and today's WCHL hometown hero.
At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace headquarters, we are thrilled with the tremendous response to our hot, fresh coffee, but we need to clarify a few points. Cruiser's brews fresh coffee and discards any that doesn't get enjoyed while fresh. This not-so-fresh coffee is not available for purchase and resale by other coffee shops. Though Cruiser sells coffee shop quality coffee using 100% Arabica beans, we cannot provide the snooty service often associated with coffee shops. And although our taste rate guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. Fresh, great-tasting coffee, guaranteed, only at Cruisers. Good to go.
This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know that 70% of the people over the age of 65 will require long-term care? Today, 1 year of long-term care is estimated to cost $75,000, and in 30 years, it will rise to $250,000. The average age of a buyer is 57, when most people can qualify for good health discounts. A long-term care policy protects you in case you lose the capacity for independent living. Call my office at 913-1144 to schedule a complete review of your insurance. This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know?
Summertime is upon us, and your friends at Glass Half Full Restaurant, Wine Bar, and Wine Shop invite you to enjoy lunch or dinner outdoors on our beautiful garden patio. As the season changes, so does our menu and wine selection. Glasses of copper-colored rosés shine beside fresh spring greens, fragrant herbs, and crisp new vegetables from the farmer's market. And our pitchers of icy cold sangria return. Patio weather is here. Come enjoy at Glass Half Full.
It is 647 at WCHL, and time now for your traffic and weather together. And we're going to start with our traffic, and it's brought to you by Pita Grill. Well, not a lot of traffic out there so far. Things moving along fairly well. And Rand Northam back in the newsroom, awfully busy. He will be keeping an eye on that all morning long. If you have anything that we're not reporting, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. You can also tweet us at WCHL to let us know about something you know about. We'll pass along the word. You can become a WCHL Road Warrior. And this traffic report brought to you by Pita Grill, locally and family-owned. Pita Grill's Egyptian influence on Mediterranean cuisine creates a taste you will crave. Located in Timberline Shopping Center, Pita Grill is perfect for lunch or dinner and will be open this Friday for the 4th of July. WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover of Weather, brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point. It is 71 degrees in Chapel Hill, warming up degree by degree, partly sunny, isolated showers this morning, and a 20% chance of rain in the afternoon. Our high today in the low 90s. Boy, hot, muggy day. Tonight, partly cloudy, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms this evening. Our low tonight around 70. And then tomorrow, even warmer, partly sunny, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms probably in the afternoon. And our high tomorrow, about 95 degrees. Good news is the next day, our high will be around 85, but there is a bigger chance of rain that comes along with that, so it's kind of a trade-off. And that's the way it looks right now. Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service and Crown Honda of South Point, located this minute on 540 at the 751 exit. All right, time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. We got a few of them here. pass along to you. Actress Olivia de Havilland is 98 years old today. She was in Gone with the Wind, of course, probably the most famous role she had. Actress-dancer Leslie Caron, 83. Actress Jean Marsh is 80. Actor Jamie Farr is 80 today. Now, he's better known as Klinger on MASH, the long-running television show. Jamie Farr, 80 years old today. Bluesman James Cotton, 79 years old today. Actor David Prowse is 79. Cookie maker Wally Amos is 78. Now, a lot of people know him as Famous Amos Cookies. And, of course, not to be confused with our Famous Amos around here, Famous Amos Lawrence. Dancer, choreographer Twyla Tharp is 73 years old today. He spent quite a lot of time at the Durham Dance Festival. Actress Genevieve Bajold is 72. Gospel singer Andre Crouch, 72 years old today. Deborah Harry is 69. She, of course, the lead singer of Blondie and not only a rock singer, but also an actress. Movie, TV producer, director Michael Pressman, 64. Actor Daryl Anderson is 63. Actor Terrence Mann is 63. Fred Schneider of the B-52s is 63 years old today. Actor, comedian Dan Aykroyd is 62. Well known for his work on Saturday Night Live and also as Elwood Blues, one of the Blues Brothers. Actress Lorna Patterson is 58. Evelyn Champagne King, singer, 54. Olympic gold medal track star Carl Lewis is 53. Country singer Michelle Wright is 53. Andre Brower, another talented actor, 52 years old today. Actress Pamela Anderson is 47 years old today. Actor Henry Simmons is 44. Hip-hop artist Missy Elliott, 43. And actress Melissa Peterman is 43 years old today. Actress Liv Tyler, 37. She, of course, is Steven Tyler's daughter. And actress Hillary Burton is 32 years old today. Got some local celebrities celebrating birthdays. John Plymail, for one. Happy birthday, John. Mark Lee of Durham has a birthday today. And our birthday winner of the day is Ann Peterson. Congratulations, Ann Peterson. We're going to get you a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores, Fordham Boulevard and Metamont. Happy birthday, Ann Peterson.
Rabbit.
First day of the month.
Yep.
That's what you say.
You get 31 days of good luck if you, first thing as you jump out of bed, say rabbit, rabbit.
Mm-hmm. And if you forget, tonight when you go to bed, you
say. Last thing you say, tibar, which is rabbit, rabbit backwards.
And
even
if you forget
a third
again,
chance, get up tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning you wake up and you say carrot, carrot.
Exactly.
Yeah, and you get good luck. And if you forget all three times, then you're on your own.
Yep. Start buying the rabbit's feet.
Exactly.
But it is also not only the first day of the new month in July, named for Julius Caesar, but it's also Rock and Roll Tuesday.
Yeah.
Which a day that I know that you enjoy.
My favorite day of the week. It really is, because I love these rock and roll trivia.
You're
going
to like today.
I have no idea where they come from. I have no idea what he's going to ask, folks.
And today's an easy one. I mean, folks, so get your speed dial ready, because this is an easy one for a lot of you folks who are, well, rock and roll aficionados, regardless of your age.
Get your phone revved up. What's your question? Get your motor running.
Right.
I'm ready.
Right out on the highway. It's number one hits is our category. 49 years ago this day.
49 years ago. Okay.
This was the number one tune in the land. So it's 1965.
Yep.
I'm handing Ron the platter on the Columbia record label. Here we go.
I can't wait. I can name that tune in one note. Anybody know the name of this song and the name of the artist? All right, I'm going to cut it off right there. And Freddie's right. That is a really easy one. Call right now, 919-929-WCHL, if you know the answer to the question, Rock and Roll Tuesday.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Larry Trollinger is today's WCHL hometown hero. And Walter Holt nominated Larry for this special honor. Walter, why is Larry so special?
Larry and Ken's Quickie Mart are so special, Ron, because they've been in this community for so long. With the pending redevelopment of the property, Larry and his wife have decided to close the store and retire to their farm in Orange County. And Ken's Quickie Mart has been such a staple for the university community and Granville Tower students and all of Chapel Hill. It's truly a homegrown business.
Not only does he sell all kinds of good you'll find at a convenience store, but he's built build up over a long period of time a relationship with students at Carolina. This is going to be a big loss for them, most of all.
Ron, I think that's probably the biggest loss is the UNC students that Larry has hired since the 1970s. I mean, I had so many fraternity brothers there. He's like a father away from home for so many young men. And working at Ken's was almost like another business class at UNC. I mean, there's some great classes at Keenan Flagler, but where else can you learn about managing inventory or opening and closing or stocking or bank deposits or check collections? Supply and demand, you know. In the falls, it's adult beverages and ice, and in the summer, it's soft drinks and chips for the camps. But most importantly, it was customer service.
Larry Trollinger has been referred to as a Renaissance brother. What does that mean?
Renaissance brother is a SIGEP term for a member that's not an undergrad, and the brothers in the 1990s thought so much of Larry and his support of their community service projects that they actually initiated him as a brother in Sigma Phi Epsilon.
Well, that's really cool. Larry Trollinger is a real fixture in downtown Chapel Hill, particularly for UNC students. And yesterday, I understand, was his last day in business.
Yesterday was the end of an era of a longtime anchor there at University Square. I mean, so many people come back to visit Larry on football Saturdays that the place is inundated with people who just want to come by and say hello and speak with him in person. I think that's a real tribute to the man and special friend and brother that Larry Trollinger is.
It's not Larry's Quickie Mart. It's actually Ken's Quickie Mart, as everybody knows. How did he get it?
Larry bought the business from a man named Ken in the early 70s, and he's operated it for 43 and a third years. It's a homegrown business. It's a Chapel Hill institution. He's operated it with character and class, and really sorry to see him go.
Thank you very much for nominating him.
My pleasure, Ron.
Larry Trollinger, today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Automall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Oh, that was so easy. Let's, we got lots of phone calls.
Dum da 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 dum 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 da da dum boom. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man. What a great song.
Play a song for me.
Do you remember
me.
The first time you ever heard it?
Yes, I do.
I mean, it had such a distinctive sound. I remember just catching me and going, like, wow.
It blew me away.
It was that 12-string.
Yeah.
That 12-string guitar.
That Rickenbacker.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Birds.
The Birds.
It was a Bob Dylan song.
Yes.
But I first heard it by the Birds.
Yep.
And you're right. I mean, they sounded so different. And I can remember having that kind of a reaction when I heard the Beatles, of course. But when I heard the Birds, that made a huge impact on me as well.
Gene Clark, Michael Clark, Chris Hillman, David Crosby.
Jim McGuinn.
And Jim McGuinn, who was kind of the front man.
Later became Roger McGuinn.
Yes, exactly. But what a fantastic group who carried the 60s as the banner for
country rock.
Yep, and then, of course, Hillman and some of those guys floated on to the Flying Burrito Brothers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then there were all sorts of splinters. Of course, David Crosby went over to Crosby, up to Stills and Nash. Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
And then they added Young.
And it was the Birds were on the cutting edge of not only the folk scene in the 60s, but then the country rock scene at the end of the decade and early part of the 70s.
It was number one on this date 49 years ago, 1965. Oh, boy, it sounded so good. You know, I said I could name that tune in one note. That's absolutely true. Gary Ricciuzzo called in with our answer this morning before anybody else. He also could name it in one note. It's a very distinctive sound. There's no question about that. It's a Bob Dylan song performed by the Birds, Mr. Tambourine Man. Congratulations, Gary. It is 6:59 at WCHL.
At OurLocalDeal.com is from Carolina Air Conditioning Company. It's 72% off, a $140 summer air conditioning checkup available today for only $39. Summer is really here, and your AC has been running for months.
Cool it off and check it out with today's Our Local Deal. Carolina Air Conditioning has been in the HVAC business since 1947. Their certified specialist will provide you with a 5-star 26-point heating and cooling checkup. It's 72% off from Carolina Air Conditioning Company, and it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at ourlocaldeal.com.
It is going to be hot again today, 71 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, 70 in Carrboro, also 70 this morning in Hillsboro. Partly sunny, isolated showers this morning, then a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, kind of your typical summertime afternoon. Our high today in the low 90s. My goodness. Even warmer tomorrow with a high of 95. It's 7 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. The new Iraqi parliament has convened in Baghdad to see if it can form a unity government capable of beating back the Sunni insurgents who've overrun much of the country in the past few weeks. In Washington, President Obama has decided to send more American troops to Iraq. Live to CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
Right, Frank. The president has advised Congress he is doubling the number of U.S. troops being deployed to Iraq, the Pentagon sending another 300 troops to bolster security at the embassy and protect the Baghdad airport if an evacuation of Americans is needed. This new contingent will also bring helicopters equipped for combat, along with drones. The administration says the mission of the additional troops is separate from the up to 300 military advisors first ordered to Iraq.
Israel delivered a warning, then it made good on it.
Israeli warplanes struck 34 targets in Hamas-ruled Gaza hours after three kidnapped Jewish teenagers